Dobar dan i dobrodošli na današnju preskonferenciju. Dvije stvari iz ureda visokog predstavnika. Prvo bih nešto rekao o putu visokog predstavnika u Sjedinjene Američke Države. Sinoć se u Washingtonu visoki predstavnik sastao sa predsjednikom Svjetske banke Jamesom Wolfensonom. Danas visoki predstavnik učestvuje u radu konferencije o implementaciji mira i efikasnom upravljanju koju organizira Institut za mir Sjedinjenih Američkih Država. Večeras će otputovati u New York gdje će sutra govoriti pred Vijećem sigurnosti Ujedinjenih naroda. Poslije podne visoki predstavnik se vraća za Washington gdje će se u četvrtak sastati sa višim zvaničnicima State Departmenta. Tokom tih razgovora sa funkcionerima Ujedinjenih naroda i State Departmenta visoki predstavnik će naglasiti potrebu za efikasnijom i bržom reformom policijskih snaga i odbrambenih struktura u Bosni i Hercegovini. Zatim će, što se tiče daljnjih razgovora, ukoliko znači zemlja želi, to je Bosna i Hercegovina, da napreduje prema euroatlantskim strukturama i integracijama, morati ubrzati te reforme. Visoki predstavnik će također brifirati zvaničnike Sjedinjenih Američkih Država o jednoglasnom stavu međunarodne zajednice da hrvatski član predsjedništva, gospodin Dragan Čović, mora podnijeti ostavku kako bi se odbranio od optužnice za kriminalne djela pred sudom Bosne i Hercegovine i da bi na taj način odstupanje sačuvao integritet položaja koji zauzima. I još jedna stvar, vrlo kratko, tiče se Komisije za državnu imovinu. Kao što znate, visoki predstavnik je preko vikenda djelovao kako bi zaštitio imovinu Bosne i Hercegovine tako što je privremeno zamrznuo prodaju javnog vlasništva, tako da Komisija za državnu imovinu koja je u 12. mjesecu prošle godine osnovana od strane Vijeća ministara može raditi svoj posao. Ova komisija je sastavljena od eksperata iz entitetskih državnih i institucija distrikta Brčko. To je tijelo koje je odgovorno za predlaganje i administrativnih i zakonskih koraka koje vlasti moraju poduzeti kako bi osigurali da se sa državnom imovinom postupa na nepristrani i efikasan način. U svojoj odluci visoki predstavnik je naglasio da komisija mora podnijeti izvještaj Vijeću ministara do 30. novembra ove godine. Komisija se do sada nije sastala, iako je osnovana prije skoro 4 mjeseca i OHR koristi ovu priliku da apelira na Vijeće ministara da djeluje bez odlaganja kako bi komisija postala operativna. Hvala vam lijepo.
Dobar dan, od mene samo jedna kratka najava. Naime, sutra 23. marta u 12.30 ambasador Douglas Davidson, šef misije OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini, održat će preskonferenciju, a povodom objavljivanja OSCE-ovog izvještaja o suđenjima za ratne zločine pred domaćim sudovima u Bosni i Hercegovini. Od 1996. godine, naime, OSCE je nadgledao preko 100 predmeta koji se odnose na ratne zločine, a koji su bili u različitim fazama postupka. Izvještaj, između ostalo, govori o naporima koji su ulagali pojedini sudovi i tužioci da optužene za ratne zločine privedu pravdi. Ambasador Davidson će ovom prilikom predstaviti nalaze i preporuke izvještaja. Danas ćete svi u toku dana dobiti detaljnu obavijest za medije o vremenu i mjestu održavanja preskonferencije. Toliko od mene i hvala.
Good morning from UPM. One point for you, and that pertains to the ongoing roadshow on police restriction. The UPM and the Office of the High Representative are satisfied with the results so far of the ongoing police restructuring roadshow. The public meetings have proven to be successful in explaining the benefits of police reform to the public of BIH and have seen good participation and lively discussions and debates. This week we'll see two joint EUPM-OHR teams traveling throughout BIH. The schedule is as follows. The teams will be in Mostar today at Hrvatski Dom. Second team will be in Bogojno today at the Town Hall. And tomorrow, March 23, they will be in Trebinje at the Town Hall and in Jajce, also at the Town Hall. On Thursday, March 24, meetings will be held in Nevesinje at the Town Hall and in Kiseljak at the local cinema, which is next to the Town Hall. All meetings start at 1800 hours. One of the purposes of the meetings is to deconstruct the myths linked to police restructuring. police restructuring, and we need to reiterate and reiterate that again and again, is not about abolishing the entities or the entity Ministry of Interiors. It's solely about creating a professional police service accountable to the citizens and effective in fighting crime. Each public meeting will focus on answering questions from members of the public. That's all from our side. Thanks.
Good morning from you four. I've got no announcements for you this morning.
Good morning from NATO. I have a statement to read, which is a statement of the commander, Brigadier General Schuck, the commander of NATO headquarters Sarajevo. I'm concerned about recent signals from the SDS-led government in Banja Luka that suggest it is opposed to required defense reforms and Bosnia-Herzegovina's aspirations to join NATO. Last Friday, the Republic of Srpska National Assembly adopted conclusions which seem to challenge the constitutional role of the Bosnia-Herzegovina presidency to set foreign and defense policy for the state of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The conclusions also seem to preclude RS members of the Defense Reform Commission from helping to develop proposals to transform the functions of the RS Ministry of Defense and General Staff into new Bosnia-Herzegovina personnel, training, and logistics commands, and to develop a single defense budget. Also of concern is the intention of the RS Army to conduct an Article 4 inspection of the Federation Army from the 17th to the 23rd of April. Although such inspections are technically permitted under Article 4, the idea that one component of the armed forces of Bosnia and Herzegovina would conduct an arms control inspection against another component is hard to understand, considering the parties previously agreed to end such internal inspections under Article 2. As Dr. Gregorian informed the RS National Assembly last Friday, NATO is prepared to work with entity defense institutions only to help them with the transformation process. As it is unclear whether the RS representatives to the DRC will participate fully in its work, I have ordered the NATO liaison officer in Banja Luka to return to Sarajevo for consultations. We will carefully review the actions of the RS government with respect to its participation in defense reform before submitting a report to NATO in advance of the 20th to the 21st April NATO Ministerial Summit. I hope that the position of the RS government with respect to the DRC will be clarified as soon as possible. It is important that the voice of the RS be reflected in the proposals of the DRC, which will be sent to the RS National Assembly in May. I wish to stress that the work of the Defense Reform Commission will continue unabated, as will NATO headquarters Sarajevo's close relationship with the Bosnia-Herzegovina Ministry of Defense, Joint Staff, and Operational Command. Thank you.
Da li ima pitanja? Ok, hvala vam.
The OHR was evacuated, the OSC was evacuated, the British consulate was closed, and cars were lined up outside the UNDP last week for fear of a truck bomb. One week on, was there a truck bomb, or did everybody overreact? OHR.
You know very well the policy that we don't comment security matters, and I'll have to disappoint you and stay with this.
The problem is, if there's a truck bomb travelling around Bosnia, do you not think there's strong public interest and people's safety is affected? Was there a truck bomb?
We were acting in accordance with the instructions from the local police. They were responsible, and we thank them very much for excellent performance for the overall security. So for these informations, I would advise you to contact MUP.
But I understand the information came from U4 about the truck bomb.
Well, I don't know if U4 has anything to say.
Well, obviously, we wouldn't have taken any action had there been no information, but I am not also privy to the intelligence sources from which this was gathered, and so I'm unable to help you further.
Just finally then, as a general question, what level of terrorist threat is there in Bosnia at the moment, EUPM or NATO.
Counterterrorism is one of the three responsibilities of NATO. At the present time, our role is to support the local institutions in preventing the use of Bosnia and Herzegovina as a base for any sort of terrorist activity. We have no information that there is an ongoing threat. Our actions are in support of local law enforcement institutions and agencies, and I would rate the threat as very low at the present time.
A question for EU. Is there any evidence that Croatian General Gotovina has been seen on Herzegovina territory in the last weeks?
I'm unaware of that. All I'm aware of is that apprehension or the surrender of Gotovina is very important to Croatia's future in the EU.
Would EUFOR act if you had evidence? Would you try to arrest him?
EUFOR is constantly looking for any person indicted for war crimes. It remains one of our principal activities, and without doubt, if there was sufficient information available, EUFOR would act to apprehend Pifwicz.